section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Fuck. I don't have the intro. Did you turn off the everybody's introduction?
No, I forgot about that. But I do have it on a computer. Do you have it on your computer?
Yeah.
Whoops. Hey, that's guess what? Whoops.
No, that's fine.
I was like, wait a minute, something's missing.
You want to wing it?
Huh?
Can you remember who we are?
I got it.
Are we recording still?
Unofficially. No. Unofficially we're recording, but I do have it. So.
Okay.
Whoops.
Sorry.
I didn't print them up. No, I'm sorry.
No, oops, don't be sorry.
You did email them to me?
Yes, I did. I emailed them to you and said, hey, and then I said, hey, I emailed them to you. Can you send me the things? It's fine. We're professionals here.
Okay. Okay. You good?
Yeah.
All right. Third time. Coming to you live from Dwarf, Kentucky. It's IBWIP. On tonight's show, Heather Live, IBWIP News Bulletin, Spaghetti Western, Stay in Character, and the world's second oldest profession with your co-host, Big E. Intern Heather and me, Locks of Love Jason. And now your host, Blake Clayton.
Welcome everyone to episode 203 of IBWIP. I am your host, the podcasting god. Okay. Blake Clayton is my name, and we're super excited. We have tons of stuff to do tonight. We have so much to do. This is probably going to be an 8-hour episode.
Good. Whoa. You're screwed, Biggie.
I'm ready for a marathon.
Yeah, you're in trouble. You might as well just move in now because you're a goner.
Just sleeping on the couch.
All right. My first co-host tonight risked his life recently by climbing a tree to save a cat. Well, there wasn't really a cat, but why else would a grown man climb a tree? Hashtag photo op. Jason, he is Locks of Love Jason.
There's no cat up there. It's just a bunch of bird poop. A bunch of poopy.
We had a down tree because of storms, and he braved it. And I was like, let's go out there. And he's like, okay, cool. And then he got up, climbed up. I said, don't do that.
You're high on pain meds.
I was on high on pain meds. And I'm like, don't do that. You're gonna hurt yourself.
I would have expected you to be the one to climb the tree if you were high on pain meds.
He was very. He just paced. He paced a lot of pacing that night.
Yeah. And then Molly kept going, I don't like you like this. And I was like, you don't like anything. All right, our next co-host will soon need her own IMDb page because not only is she on the world-famous podcast IBWIP, but she is also making a name for herself as a stand-up comic. She is Intern Heather.
Hi.
Yes. So far, the name I've made is Heather. But
or Michelle.
More to come. Or Michelle, good. Yeah. Michelle, too. Michelle, actually, more known.
I feel really left out.
Yeah.
This is like a one-sided... Yes, I should. I feel horrible. And finally, our guest host tonight is more than just our head of security. He is also a vape expert, romance novel narrator, and internet porn connoisseur.
Oh.
Let's give it up for Biggie.
Yes. I love me the internet porn.
Who doesn't love internet
Get
porn?
Get in line.
I don't know.
We have so much to go over tonight, folks. We're glad you're here.
We're glad you're queer, too.
If you are, we're really glad because you can get married to whoever you want to. And I don't have a problem.
In Mexico now, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I think we just gained a bunch of subscribers from that.
Definitely.
From Mexico.
Definitely.
About supporting the LGBT community.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny to me that Mexico would be on board with that.
I read it somewhere. Didn't read the whole damn thing, but it was on Reddit.
You read it? On Reddit?
I read it on Reddit.
Hilarious.
Fucking Reddit.
You know what? That's pretty funny. What you guys just said there... pretty funny. Not as funny, though, as what I saw this past Wednesday night. And I was at the Jukebox Comedy Club in Peoria, Illinois, watching our very own intern Heather.
What?
Doing, I would say, conservatively 3 minutes, maybe four
yeah,
minutes
definitely.
Of open mic stand-up comedies at the Jukebox.
What night?
Wednesday nights.
Wednesday
Every Wednesday
nights.
Night they have it.
All right. So
where
now,
was our invite?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't invite you. I do apologize.
Okay. Here's the situation.
I wouldn't have came in.
No. I found out about this about 4:30 in the afternoon. Super stoned on pain meds and pain and muscle relaxers.
Me too.
And Jason came over. We wrote for the show, and I was like. And I had to go to work the next day. Like my little note from the doctor said, you know, back on Thursday. And I was like, oh, I'm high. I have to get up at 5. And I'm such a horrible friend because you come here every other Monday.
How far does she drive, you think?
Like 40 minutes.
And one way.
And yeah, 40 minutes one way. And so I'm an asshole. So I'm officially apologizing for that. It was not out of not willingness to cheer you on. It was the fact that I was afraid I was going to wet myself just because I was so...
Oh, well, I am glad that you stayed home. I would have felt awful had, because there was crazy storms. Like, you were high on pain meds. Yeah. You probably would have been in a ditch before you knew it.
Oh, I wouldn't have drove. I would have had Jason drive me.
But, I got a phone call from my brother in the afternoon. He said, hey, what are you doing tonight? I said, you know, probably just, you know, doing what Biggie would be doing, right? Kind of simmering it. That's right. And he said, Heather's coming over to do the open mic night at the Jukebox Comedy Club. She just did a Sunday night thing. And what was it, Dr. McLafferty's? What was it?
Dr. McKay's. Which I guess is canceled now. I guess my night was
show's
last
over.
Night.
You killed it. You
I guess
they
so.
Came in, they're like, we can't top that. And then
that's it.
They
all still August.
Everybody dropped the mic.
That's right.
Yeah, felt good.
So I got the phone call, and I said, yeah, I'll totally come out. So I come over, I talk to Blake, because we're going to do some writing that night. And although the... an invitation wasn't necessarily like, oh, hey, tell Blake, because I just talked to Ryan, and he probably wouldn't think to talk to you. I was like, well, I gotta get Blake out
right.
there. We gotta go check this out.
Right.
But you were a little under the weather and had to go to work.
And I felt bad, but then I was like, wait a minute. Maybe she doesn't want us there because she didn't say anything to us. So was that part of it too?
It mostly was, I only found out about it a few hours before that. I was asked in this comedy group that I had just been added to on that Sunday, and then on Wednesday they were talking about it. I worked till 8, that's when it was supposed to start. So I was like, oh, I probably won't be there, I work at 8. And then he's like, we can just wait for you. Like, we'll just put you up there whenever you get there. And I was like,
and that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Right when you got there, they're like, hey, are you ready to go on?
Welcome
to
the stage.
Yeah. And so usually those things, like, fresh face, sit down. You got to wait 2-3 hours. You got to watch everyone's shit. Yeah, and just you got to eat shit for a while, and then they're going to give you 30 seconds. But we went in there. She sat down, and boom, you went right up there.
How many people?
How many people were in the audience?
Yeah.
I think like 20, maybe 20, I'd
say.
So not, probably right
around there. About as many as we had at the 200 show.
Yeah, totally. And they were all, it seemed like most of them had been there a lot. Like, they had
the
lots
regulars.
Of little, when they went up there and did their parts, they did lots of little tropes about the people there.
I would say, say there were 20 people there, I would say 15 of them were performers. These are just, it's just a community.
Sure.
This is Peoria area's amateur comedian group
that
just are there supporting each other.
And that doesn't lessen the fact that there's people that you're doing comedy in front
of
that you
totally.
Don't know.
If
it was like 15 people that you knew, that would be different. You know what I mean? You're not really putting your toe too far in, but these are people you didn't know. So
and also 15 people that were doing trying to do the same thing you were doing too.
Right.
So
go through, don't, you know, say, you know, you don't have to give us your whole set.
Yeah.
But just say, how did this come about? You said you.
So I knew I'd wanted to do this sort of thing, stand up before.
Right, because we talked about that when we first met you.
Yeah, and so that's always been something that I've been interested in doing. And then someone invited me to Dr. McKay's, which is the place in Bloomington. And so I went there 1 week, watched them, and then I was like, okay, I have to do it. Like, this is the opportunity
and
to take.
You were writing, or?
Yeah, I was writing, and then what I would do is I would walk around with my headset, like my headphones on, and listen to what I had said. I would like say it so that way I could like hear it back, and then I would record other things. And it was so weird. It must have been so weird to the people around me, like in my little area, because I'm just like walking around with my phone talking into it with these big headphones on in my little area. But yeah, that's basically what I did. And I learned that you have to write down exactly what you're going to say.
Sure.
And you have to
stick to it.
Exactly. Yeah, you have to stick to it, and you have to really know it. Because before I went into both of them, I was like, I have things that I want to say, and I know pretty much what I want to say.
Mm.
But yeah, it's much, and you're so nervous when you get up there that, like, if you don't know it, like, by heart, then you're going to fuck up.
It's weird. Like, I remember hearing, like Jerry Seinfeld talk about his act, and I think his is, like, verbatim, he says it. It's probably exactly the same, just about, like, his bits, he's got it down to the word, because he thinks not only is the timing important, but every word is placed there specifically.
Sure.
But I've also heard the opposite, where you can have an idea, and you can have jokes and go up there, but, like, you and I had listened to Risk podcast with Kevin Allison from The State.
Right.
And I remember him talking about when he was young and first doing stand-up, he would go up there and he would write down every single word and even write in little like junk words like and just to try to like buffer things and make it sound natural. But that totally fucked him up.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
I think Jerry Seinfeld's a lot better at stand-up comedy than Kevin Allison, but you have to adapt to your style of how you do it.
And it's just like some people learn different ways. It's the same. Right. It's the same thing. Absolutely. Some people create different ways. Jason, since you were there, since I was an asshole friend, I apologize. I feel like a dickhead.
Oh, you're the most apologetic non-asshole that I've ever come into contact with.
In this room.
I'm going to get his take on it, then I'm going to get your take on it.
Okay.
So, Jason, as an avid fan of comedy, I would say you're avid. Some would say avid Levine of comedy.
some might say it.
Sure.
What did you think about Heather's stand-up?
I think, not to go back to the same well, but with Jerry Seinfeld, he talks about, too, one of his things is, one of his jokes from the past is people would be rather in the grave than giving the speech as far as the level of how public speaking, people are scared of public speaking. So much respect, and I'm so proud of you that you went out and did that. You wrote your own shit,
you.
And you did that. And I know we hung out a little bit afterwards with my brother, and I know I told you that there, but let it be known that is a scary thing to do. She didn't know that place. She didn't know anyone in there except my brother and I, and she came in. And what was also good, too, is that when they sat her down, they're like, okay, let's go right up. They said her name, and she went up there, and there was no wait, which I think that would be great. Like, I think you should earn your time by watching people. And you definitely, yeah, exactly. I know you would go there and watch if you could, but you got off work at a certain time. You got there as quickly as you could.
Mm-hmm.
But not having to sit and stew in your own mess, you know, waiting
and then
to
watch
get
other
up there.
People do it and go, oh, should I do it like this? Should I do it like
that? Hey, you didn't have to watch somebody else's 5-minute bit of them and then watch them eat ass, like just eat shit.
For better or worse, any kind of mind fuck that would do to you, you didn't have to mess with any of that. I think one guy was finishing up and the host for the night was like, we got Heather Olson, come on up, and then boom, you went into it. You did 3 minutes. You seemed pretty organized. You definitely seemed a little nervous, but not bad. I think it went real well. This is the crowd you want if you're starting, because these people have all been there. They're probably everyone there has probably been doing it 6 months to 2 or 3 years. And afterwards, there's just an immediate respect. I'm sure you felt sucked in immediately by these people.
Totally.
Because they're like, we know what you're here doing. We do the same thing. We love that you're trying this out. And they want you to come back and do it again and again. So this group immediately embraced her.
Nice.
And it was awesome. It was very cool. Ryan and I are very proud of her.
So she's going to become famous, and we're going to have to find somebody else.
Do not forget us.
Yes. No, I won't. You'll get t-shirts and koozies and all kinds of stuff.
And I might give
and
you
tickets.
I might
tickets.
Give you third row.
I can be your head of security.
There you go.
Ooh,
there you go. So Heather, in a nutshell, I mean, is it what you thought it would be?
Is it what I thought it would be? Yes, I guess, is the easy answer. Yes, I don't know. I guess I just expected it to be that. I had a pretty realistic idea of what I was coming into. And I've, stood on a stage before in, theater.
Sure.
So stages don't feel uncomfortable to me in that sense. But knowing my stuff and making sure that the audience knew what I meant is, I think, the biggest thing, the biggest challenge that I've noticed. And
you got some
then.
Laughs, right?
Yeah, I got some laughs.
And see, and to me, if you get laughs from a room full of comedians, that's even better than just a room full of Joes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they understand that it's a craft, and you know, so.
One of my laughs, I think I just got it because that guy knew what the word meta meant, and he was excited about the fact that he knew what it meant rather than the joke was actually funny. He was just like, we both know what that means.
And nobody else does because everybody else is stupid. Well, congratulations.
Thank
high
you.
Five.
We definitely want to be supportive. So anytime.
I'll let you know next time.
Yes, and I don't want you to feel that we don't support you because we totally do.
I got a question or two real quick.
Mm-hmm.
So McKay's, is that what it was?
Dr. McKay's, yeah.
They've closed down the entire place or just their
open
mic? No,
they stopped doing the open mic. They said something in the group that I'm in, this Facebook messaging group. They said something like they didn't have anyone to run it. And so I think someone offered and they're talking about it. He said that they were going to meet up this week. So it might start back up. I hope it starts back up. That'd be really convenient. Otherwise, I have to just go to random open mics in Bloomington, which is a bunch of musicians and lots of drunk people.
Right.
That'd
be a tough place to start.
Yeah.
But this is another reason it's good to be tied into this community, because those people are going to, they have a network already out there and they know what's going on. And if one place closes like that, which I'm sure is not uncommon, then you're going to be the first to know when something else opens up, and you'll be the first in line there. Are you going to be coming to Peoria?
The Laugh? Yeah, I will definitely be coming to Peoria. I haven't decided if I'm going
to
do it this week, just because it's been like a pretty crazy week. I have like a bunch of tickets that I owe to the state of Illinois right now.
Okay.
Oh. So I don't know if I can afford it in gas, but hopefully.
Well, please do, and know that you have a support system definitely. Here that will come out yes. and see you.
This is for you.
Oh.
Congratulations.
Thanks, crowd.
Fanfare.
The first time we sat down, and I was eating chicken noodle soup and eating a cinnamon roll, and we were talking. That was one of the first thing you said is, I want to do this, and hopefully, you know. And so I hope that we're helping you be creative, and then I hope you do awesome at it, because that'd be cool.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Don't be a joke thief, though, ever, because, you know, people will make fun of you.
No way.
I'm not saying you would. I was just saying, you know, some people get into that, you know.
Okay, well, I will try not to do that. I won't steal the jokes.
You can steal all my jokes.
Okay. I'll try not to steal anyone's jokes.
Do you have like a joke, or is everything have a big, huge setup?
Do I have a joke right now?
Yeah, from your thing?
Well, I could tell you my... I just came up with it right before I went on, but it was only my second time doing it, so I said, well, this is my second time doing this, and that's what I told the guy last night, too.
Hey!
Yeah. I just didn't want expectations to be that high. It's really
right.
So you gotta say that.
I got a joke. Huh. What do Mexicans cut their pizzas with?
What?
Little Caesars.
Okay, it's news time.
I'm taking that one.
We'll see you Wednesday, Biggie.
All right, I've got a news story for you guys. Let's see. Where do you want to start?
Start. I'd say number one.
Okay.
Then go to number two.
I'm going
to
start with a question for you guys. So how much would you pay for an apartment you can literally measure with your arm span?
$500.
Like it's only as long as one arm span?
Like you can use your arm span to measure it. That's how small
it is. So you could turn around in a circle and hit all four walls.
Well, no, they didn't give you a cylindrical room.
With like two hands?
It could be two sets of these. Like this. Yeah. It's two of these long. It's two arm spans long. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would... Where is it? Does it matter where it's at?
It matters. Hong Kong.
Hong Kong. Okay, then we're talking.
Their wingspan is small over there, too.
Yeah, I'm talking probably $2,000 a month.
I like the idea of a circular.
You're not putting Shaq in one of those.
You live in a pit, essentially. But
you know what? 250 million yen.
250 million yen. That's really
pretty close.
Well, kind of. But. How does the number $500,000 to buy an apartment that size?
Hello.
How's
your pocketbook?
Yeah. In Hong Kong, apartments are going for that amount, where it's actually 3 million yen, and they're usually no bigger than a parking space, and they have to buy special furniture for these apartments called mosquito apartments.
Wow. That sounds awful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's all because... My really smart, handsome friend told me all about it because I really didn't get it.
I don't remember
why?
Saying that to you at all.
I was going
to
say, when did we
smart and handsome friends. I have more of them.
I don't know. You like have more than two, three?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have more than three. I've got like seven of you guys.
Wow. Oh, I don't feel special at all anymore.
Blake, this reminds me of your tiny house venture that you were thinking about getting into.
Yeah.
You have a tiny house? You're going to get a tiny house?
I wanted to move to Alaska.
It's a TV show, right?
There's a tiny where they showed all these different tiny houses. I wanted to get a tiny house, and I wanted to move to Alaska. And when I wanted to sip coffee on my porch as I watch a moose go by
and kill your wife because of the lack of square footage.
That ended up being probably the reason why it wasn't going to work out.
Murder.
It's because she listened to that episode and now she's aware.
Wah, wah.
So now she's gonna be ready for the murder.
Yeah, murder was. Believe me, she's ready to murder.
She's like, no chance. But yeah, they're like generally 180 square feet.
Wow, that's awful. I've seen some of those. Like, it's a coffee table, and then they pull on the corner, and all of a sudden it turns into a bed.
It's got to be that.
Yeah,
Your furniture has to do no minimum than 20 things.
But those people, they don't stay in their house like we do. Like we stay in our house, watch TV. They're never like they go and sleep and eat. Maybe. Yeah.
And like a lot of these are like investors that are getting these houses. Okay, because I had to explain to me that. It's better to have a diverse collection of things as far as assets go and as far as money goes. So you don't want to have a bunch of bonds or a bunch of stocks. You want to have different things. And so one of them is real estate. And so they buy these little places and that becomes a part of their
overall Your handsome
assets.
Friend told you this?
Yeah, my handsome
He's
friend
He's getting
did.
More and more handsome all the time.
Oh.
Yes.
You have no idea. He well, actually took me so long to even understand that. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Were you like, be less handsome or put a bag over your head while you talk?
So, yeah. So you're saying people are buying these words. Just to say they have them?
They're not buying them to say they have them. They're buying them to add to their overall net worth.
Right, because like if I came into your house and you had an Xbox 360 and you had a big 72-inch television and stuff, then I'm like, that dude's making bank. But in Hong Kong, you own these many properties, you're making bank.
Exactly. Yeah. And like it's such a lucrative place to live. Like, and that
but
space is so important.
Jammed on top of each other in China, right? I mean.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, everyone travels there with like on each other's shoulders. There's no room. Yeah. They have to.
Three people high.
Yeah.
Sometimes. That's deep inner city stuff there. Mm-hmm. Don't try that if you're
not. Yeah, I mean, have you seen, like, remember when the Olympics were there?
Oh, I'm sorry, what's that?
When the Olympics were there?
I remember that. I love that.
God. And all the smog that they had
to
fight
through. So much smog, but they're organized.
Yeah.
God damn it if they're not organized.
And the chicks are hot.
Yeah.
They wasted a lot of people. They killed people. There were so many people who died at that Olympics, building the Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
they knew what they're doing. That's the greatest honor you can give as
a Rome wasn't built in a day.
Mm-hmm. To them, that's probably how they weed out the
weak to last.
Right. Two men.
All right. Well,
let's hear about another guy. I think he's from China, but I don't really know. That could just be a really racist thing to say.
Let's hear about another guy
from China.
He has a China-sounding name. So, World Series poker player signs up for the wrong game. But it isn't sad. Okay.
I didn't think it was
the World Series of Poker. So there's a bunch of nerdy guys. It used to be like cool, like old men, and you know,
like
just
sleazy
guys.
Are fucking cool,
but no, not anymore. It's nerds, like
computer
nerds. Go there. They rent a house for the summer, and like four or five of them are this big, huge mansions, and then they fucking play poker all summer long.
Did you just watch the movie 21? And just
I didn't
say that whole because that's literally the plot of that movie.
No, there was a reality television show where
their brains are computers.
They just play online poker all day. Yep. And they, you know, I'm like, why did you rent this? You know, they'll play poker for like four nights in a row, like 24 hours, 4 days, and then the rest of the time they just go and fucking spend thousands and thousands of dollars and pip it. Did I just ruin your whole?
No, okay. You're fine.
Was his story
that's not
better
what
than your
Christian.
Story?
Am I handsome?
No, not yet. You handsome. I told you.
No, not yet.
She understood every word you said.
No, she's not drinking tonight. Yeah.
But Christian Pham, he signed up for the wrong game. He realized he was playing the wrong game after the first hand was dealt, and he signed up for the wrong game. But you know what? He still came out on top. You want to know how much money he won from still getting first place on a game that he didn't even sign up for? Jason.
I was just going to say I want to know.
$81,000.
On a game that he did not know how to play.
Well, a game that he knew how to play. It's like a variation of poker. I don't know what they were. They didn't list them
in
the article.
Okay,
it's probably Texas Hold'em.
Hold'em.
It boggles my mind. Like, when I go to the Paradise and I put my $20 in the slot machine and I lose it, I'm done.
You're pissed.
I feel bad. I'm like, I
could have bought.
I could have bought, like, I could have paid a fifth of.
Something.
Eli's, Eli's like babysitting.
Yeah.
You know? No way would I be in a situation where I could win $81,000. The other night, Molly won $150, and I was like, okay, well, go ahead and cash it out and let's go. She was like, no, that's not how we're going to do this. And I'm like, that's probably how we should do this.
Yeah, that's how it should be.
Well,
that's not how you do that.
But she likes to play slot machines. And so
slot machines.
We left with most of that. But,
well, that's good.
But they make me nervous. There's only a couple I'll play because I don't get stimulated out of it. You know what I mean? Right. And mostly like cards. I've played blackjack before. I know how to play blackjack. I know how to count, you know, 8 plus 5, you know. But with other people I don't know around me and a lady, you know, dealing the cards and then the pit boss back there, even on the Paradise, let alone in Vegas, no.
You can't play blackjack as an individual anyways. It's actually a team sport.
Right, yeah. And, like, when I did play blackjack at a table, I really liked the video one where there was a video dealer and it didn't really
right.
– there was no – but I did play one time and it was – the girl was, like, half naked.
That's pretty good.
The dealer was half.
I like that.
Treasure Island or something. Okay. The girl was half naked, and so I lost my money like in 3 seconds.
Right. Boobies.
You know
boobies.
What? Boobies. You bringing up people being half naked and poker reminded me of the many times that I played strip poker as a young girl.
Really?
Weird. Very weird. Yeah, all sorts of slumber parties. And I'll be honest,
all
I
girls?
Was the one. Yeah, I was the one pushing those games. How and now looking back, that feels very weird. And I'm not sure they were all okay
that
with
before
that.
We start every show, we have. A list of everything we're going to do for the night, and we kind of go through it and distribute it. I would like everyone to take out their pens and just cross through the entire list, and I think the rest of the show is just going to be Heather talking about her stripping down with all of her naked friends.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. We were under the age of 15, maybe it wouldn't be as,
yeah. Okay.
Still sounds awesome
you
to
know,
me.
You know, on the top floor of that boat, the river.
What boat?
The Paradise. They got Texas Hold'em. I work with a guy. He'll go in there and take buy in for whatever, and he'll leave with like lots of money.
But then most of the time he leaves with no money.
Right.
It's because I'm poor. That's probably a big part of it.
I can't do it.
It's pronounced Texas Hold Them.
Hold
okay.
Them.
Thank you.
Hold Them.
Hold it now. Hold it now. It's my rhyme. And I'll be Brass Doggies, the place to be, and all the girls are on me because I'm down with Mike G. I'm down with Mike D, and it ain't no baloney.
Hey. We have another song to listen to after that delightful number. It's Actress by Rachel Kate.
Oh.
My favorite.
Oh, I'm in number one. This Sunday is Father's Day. So for all you dads, God damn it. Let's take a breath. Let's take a deep breath.
You said, do I need to read this?
No. Go ahead and say the song.
This is my favorite Rachel Kate song, Actress.
This Sunday is Father's Day. So for your dad's sake, please save your coming out announcement for the 4th of July.
All the long day through, but now I know. in the screen, unaware of the glee.
Thanks a lot, Rachel Kate. Hey, everyone. This is Jason. Locks of Love, hey, Jason, that is. Hey, buddy. You know what that song reminds me at the end? Is Dolores from the Cranberries singing that Dream song.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She keeps moaning in the middle there.
Mm.
I love a good moaner.
Moan. I have a good boner.
Moans are good.
Moans, bones.
Boners are good.
Moaning. Hey, it's that time once again. The time in the show where I make a plea to our audience to contact us.
Make a plea!
Well, guess what? I'm not doing it this time. I'm not going to tell the good listeners of this program to send us their comments, questions, or suggestions via Facebook or Twitter. No way. You won't find me saying, subscribe to the show on iTunes, rate us, and leave a review. Not a chance.
Not one.
Hey, guys, you've heard me say it a million times. Check us out on YouTube under PiaVision for great videos and our sexiest segment, What's Up in E-Smoke, but not tonight. No way. You want hilarious toilet videos on Vine or adorable boxer pics on Instagram? Well, you're not going to find out about them here, so good luck, chumps. Instead, I would like to take the remainder of my time to talk to you about an investment opportunity.
I don't think we're going to do investment opportunities. Folks, this is the part of the show where I do some plugs.
Who?
And my plugs are basically things that will make everybody happy.
Yes.
Hey.
First of all, we have released the first episode of the song featuring James Honeycutt and his song "Risk the Fall." That is the new way place, the new podcast we have. So we've branched off to another podcast. It's going to be all of the interviews that I do with artists and stuff. It's up on iTunes right now on its own feed. So go subscribe to the song Inside and Out, and we have a lots more to come. Heather, we played actress for you, Rachel Kate.
Yes.
But we are also going to have Rachel Kate on the show.
I know. I'm very elated. Hold on.
What
this
do you
show
mean?
Or the other show? The other show. That's still exciting. It's awesome. Everyone get elated.
So and get elated.
I listened to the big Jim Honeycutt episode, and I will say two things. One, if you are a subscriber to this show, it popped up on our.
Yes.
I think that's probably the last one. It's just to kind of give you a little taste.
Sure.
And then it's also on its own. So subscribe to this show and to the new show.
And it's on Stitcher, Smart Radio for your
all
Android.
Free.
It's all on, free. It's all free. It's,
I forgot what I use on my Android, yeah, but it comes up there. Yep.
The second thing I'll say,
I got it.
The second thing I'll say real quick, too, is when I listen to that interview, I don't think I've ever heard an interview where the person being interviewed has said, that is such a good question so many times. I think he was like, I've just heard the same shit
right.
for years. Probably most of it coming out of your own mouth, Blake.
Right.
And how you've turned the tables.
Well, and it's important to me. I still love roots music. I still love all the people that are involved in it. And I don't want what we do on IBWIP to take away from it or for it to get lost. But I also don't want to do an interview show like everybody. Tonight we have so-and-so on the show, blah, blah, blah. This is about a specific song for each artist. And so with James, we picked Risk the Fall. And so we played the song, we talk about it, and then we played it again. Yeah. So thinking, hey, the second time you listen to it, maybe you'll
get it's a good tune.
You'll hear it differently with fresh ears.
Yeah. Sure. And so it was awesome having James on. So look forward to that on iTunes, the song Inside and Out, as well as Stitcher Smart Radio. Next, we're going to... Oh,
yeah.
Heather?
Yes.
We got a package in the mail.
We got a package
in the mail. Yeah.
We got a package, and it has stuff in it. So you're opening it up as we speak.
This one had the package.
We have a card.
Okay,
what's in the box?
The card says, thanks, and it has cute little, someone made a little stamp on it. Ooh, and they had to, like, glue a little edge. Anyways.
Yeah.
IBWIP crew, hope you enjoy these goodies. Thanks for the great reviews and tons of laps.
We do laps around the competition.
Yeah.
We've actually been running laps this whole time. We're really impressive with our breathing. Keep up the great work. Heart, RTV, and Shocker Crew.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rocky Top Vapors and Shocker E-Liquid, send us some stuff. So why don't you dig into...
Thanks, Brandon.
There's lots of confetti.
The confetti looks like pubic hair. That's exactly how my pubes look.
So we got some stickers.
Yeah.
I love stickers.
There's Shocker stickers in there.
There's all sorts of stickers.
Holy shit, that is a lot of stickers.
Yeah. We got stickers till we're done sticking.
Okay, so.
And then we have a t-shirt.
Audio Fog.
Bring it down a little bit. Bring it down just a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Audio Fog t-shirt. What size is that?
This is a.
That's a medium, Jason asked.
Medium. All right, we got quite a few mediums.
I hope it doesn't shrink on me. Or I'm fucked.
We got another medium.
All right.
That's the same thing. Same shirt. I didn't want to show you the same design.
That's yours, Jason.
Here we go. And then we have the Shocker.
Lower that one down quite a bit. Lower, right there.
No, that's a schmedium.
The Shocker E-Liquid, get your wick wet.
Get your wick wet.
That's a medium. That's Dustin's.
This one Dustin's. Is indeed a medium.
All right, so that's
These
Dustin's.
These are so soft. These are nice quality shirts.
Well, hell yeah. They don't give us shit.
No, they don't give us shit at all.
All right. What else?
Oh, there's the tent.
Just like their vapes. They don't
give
us shit.
They got that from Peoria Tent and Awning right there.
This one's an XL.
That's mine.
Oh, sorry.
Here you go. That's Are we going to put these on right now?
We're going to have to put them on right now.
Are you sure? Because that sounds fun.
Well, we could do it on the next segment.
The segment will sound a lot like this.
While the song is going on, we have a bigger shirt than that. Is it okay if I say it?
You can say it.
We got I'm 3X a big man. Going
nice.
On.
They even have 3X.
He's a big man. He needs a
now,
big shirt.
On Rocky Top Vapor. Rocky Top Vapor and Shocker E-Liquid, they have these shirts that you can get online. And, oh, that's...
Vape rags.
What does it say on it?
Oh, here we go.
My vape's on the rag.
Get your wick wet.
This will be great.
Yes,
those come in handy.
All of that.
Awesome.
Are those rags for us, or are those going...
Yeah,
those
fans? We have lots of them.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's for fans.
I'm gonna. Well, we can...
We got 5 rags.
Yeah, we can do a couple. We can give a couple away.
Maybe. I'm sure people listening are like, well, who gives a shit? All these guys get
free
stuff.
These vape rags are awesome. So thank you very much, Shocker E-Liquid. Yeah,
thank you.
That is awesome.
We love you guys. And the reason why they sent this to us is because we have a big announcement. Shocker E-Liquid and RockyTopVapor.com are giving us a promo code so our listeners can save 20%, not 10%, not
5%,
20% off. You go to ShockerE-Liquid.com and order. Use promo code IBWIP20 and also at RockyTopVapor.com, IBWIP20. So you can get yourself... some awesome juice. I'm doing cereal. What is it? The cereal.
No, that's cereal, milk. Cereal milk.
Now this is off of any single purchase on their website.
You know what? I'm sure you could use. You could use every time you order something. You could
every
use it.
Time.
Every time you order something, you can order these T-shirts even.
Hot
t-shirts
damn.
Even. So we have stickers. We have T-shirts now. Thank you very much.
The
conversation I had with Brandy. I want to read a little bit from it. Right now, this is blowing up. My thing is blowing up here. Okay, so Brandy, she said, I won't read the whole thing to you.
Said you're a fine girl.
Says glad you guys are enjoying the juice. Wanted to let you know that my husband Sink, who also works here, loves to listen to the podcast while mowing the yard, and he always has his beer in one of those IBWIP koozies you sent.
Nice.
Yay!
We listened to previous episodes all the way to Chattanooga for VapeCon and a couple weeks ago, and all the way home. They are always hilarious. Always.
Nicest thing anyone indirectly has ever said to me.
Most people don't say nice things to
us. You know what's funny, though? When I got here, Blake was going through the YouTube, and he's pointing out. He's like, yeah, this video got. Then like when I came in, he's like, I'm like, yeah, that's when it all went downhill. I'm sorry, buddy.
So thank you very much, guys. We love you guys. It's not just because they're sending us awesome gifts. They do
it's a little bit because
it's good stuff.
No. They have quality. No, seriously. I have Audio Fog in my hand all the time.
Always.
And Shocker E-Liquid is awesome as well. I've gone through most of my Shocker E-Liquid. Yeah. So thank you guys very much. Again, RockyTopVapor.com.
Rocky Top Vapor.
And ShockerE-Liquid.com. Use IBWIP20 for 20% off. And also, still, Craft Vapory.
Yes.
10% off anything in the store and 20% off of your first month subscription. So,
it's a great deal. Thank you very much, Shocker.
Yes, thank you very much.
And we'll be right back with some more senseless knowledge.
You gotta turn me down a little bit, just a little bit. Hey, yeah, that's good right there. Yeah.
Haha, I like that. That's I'm a Memory by Sarah Watkins.
Remember Nickel Creek?
Is that her?
It's the girl, the fiddle player from Nickel Creek that I think is adorable.
She is cute. I have a story about that.
Okay.
I was down on the riverfront, the CEFQ stage.
When they were there?
And I saw them. I think Fiona Apple was there.
That was their farewell tour.
Yes, it was. Farewell for now, maybe?
Yeah, but then they got... Yeah.
Of course they got back. But I felt like, you know, and maybe she's doing it to everybody. I felt like she's making some eyes at me.
Oh, nice.
And she was cute, and I am in love with Fiona Apple.
All right. So. Well, maybe we can get her on the show. I've tried a couple times. Yeah. Not Fiona Apple.
Gather around the radio, young gunslingers, and strap on your spurs. It's time for another installment of the harrowing adventures of our hero, Sheriff Dick Justice. Let's saddle up with our sheriff and his trusty deputy, Orville Shivers, as they protect the dusty town of Hatchet Wound, Texas. When we last left our hero, Sheriff Dick Justice, he was in the midst of losing everything in his life. His best friend, Little Bear, was killed. His lover, Lady Antoinette, died as she gave birth to their wolf son, who killed and had eaten zombie version of his old friend, Deputy Shivers, and the bloodshed had become too much for him. As he stood in the middle of town, in the middle of the town square in Muffville, New Mexico, the rain began to pour down all around him. He had heard the voice of Little Bear one last time, telling him to follow the winds back to Hatchet Wound, Texas, to right all of his wrongs. Let's join Dick Justice as he sits atop his horse just outside the city limits of Hatchet Wound, Texas, where it all began.
I can't believe I'm back here. Seeing this broken-down old town reminds me of Peggy. She was broken down, too. But damn, she was a good woman. I should have kept my badge. I should have married her and settled down here in old Deputy Shivers as my right-hand man. Oh, well, I can't read what I write, and it's been a long ride. I need a drink.
As Justice pulls up to the saloon and begins to tie his horse down, he notices something very different about Hatchetwood.
Please state your identification code. You are unauthorized to be in this quadrant.
What are you talking about, identification code? What the hell are you?
I am Droid DTF-1-0-0. I will ask one more time. Your identification code, please.
I don't need no fucking identification code, you hunk of metal. I'm Sheriff Dick Justice, and I'm here to take back what's mine. This town.
Put your hands behind your head, sir. You are under arrest and being taken to our supreme leader, Darth Madar.
Darth Madar? What the hell kind of name is that?
Due to copyright infringements, that is closest we can get. Now come with me.
Justice was led to what he recognized as the old jailhouse, but it looked very different now. It now towered into the sky and was surrounded by a bunch of men made of metal that looked like droid DTF-1-0-0. They all had guns, and he had never seen them before. Red and blue lights flashed slowly up the sides of the building, and in the middle, there was a large indented circle that seemed to be some sort of communication tool. Justice was led into a room that was very dark and very cold. It had a large picture window overlooking the town of Hatchet Wound. He was amazed at how much everything had changed.
Well, well, well. We're finally meet, Mr. Justice. I've been waiting for you for a long time.
Who are you and what have you done with my town?
This is not your town, Mr. Justice. This never was your town. Plus, that was a long time ago, my son.
I don't understand any of this.
Well, you have plenty of time to figure it out, Mr. Justice. In your cell.
Darth Mader, you wanted to see me? Oh, I didn't know you had company.
This ain't not company, Princess Leia.
Wait a minute. Is that... Peggy, is that you?
I'm sorry, sir, but do I know you?
Peggy, it's me, Dick Justice.
I'm sorry, sir. I do not know anyone named Peggy or Dick Justice. You must be mistaken.
Your leg, it's made of some type of metal. I thought you were dead.
Enough! Enough there, Mr. Justice. You have to come back to my place. You have come back to my place, rather, where you are not wanted.
And don't forget, not authorized either.
Yes, droid, DTF-1-0-0. You are correct. He is not authorized to be here.
Sorry, I didn't know you were still breathing. I demand to know what the hell's going on. When I left here, this was a small western town in West Texas where I was a sheriff. I had a woman named Peggy
who I saw die right before my eyes. Now it seems like there's some kind of futuristic world with robot lawmen and some dude wearing a helmet with all weird and wearing all black. Princess Leia, you look exactly like Peggy. She had a wooden leg, like your metal one.
It's not metal. It's actually made of graphene, which is 200 times stronger than steel. I do not know you, Mr. Justice. I say once again.
Peggy, I mean, Layla. You can call me Dick.
He said Dick.
Enough, all of you. Droid, DTF. 1-0-0. Take Mr. Justice to the holding chamber. I have more pressing issues to attend to right now. Everyone out!
Dick Justice found himself in what it seems like another world. He has no one to help him. He's all alone. Will he be able to escape the clutches of the evil Darth Vader? Will he find out while Princess Leia reminds him so much of Peggy? And finally, will he be able to take back Hatchet Wound, Texas?
I don't know.
I don't know what's going on.
Shit's getting crazy.
For shizzle.
How about that droid?
That's the best piece of voice work I've ever heard. Whoever that person is, give him a raise. Right. Whatever he's making now, multiply it by two.
Yes.
Well,
take my zero and make it a zero.
That's Spaghetti Western. It's a never ending story. It seems
What a 90-degree turn.
Never ending story.
But he's back at Hatchet Wound, Texas.
He's back.
Dick Justice.
Sounds like it's good to be back. A little different.
Definitely a little bit different.
Don't know what he stumbled into.
Game time.
Doo doo. Love games.
It's stay in character. Last time Heather and Scott played this,
we fucked it up.
Didn't explain the rules. We've talked about it, so now we know. So I'm going to pass out.
We had fun.
It's always fun.
We had joy. We had fun.
All right. So everyone has their character. Please read it right now and commence game.
Dear IBWIP, please send me a photo of the podcasting god.
Your ears are so long.
Cha-ching.
Hey, man, do you got any tickets to get in that fish concert?
Dear Biggie, I do not have any tickets.
Well, I just really like to go see fish one more time.
I'll take a picture of the podcasting god. Podcasting god, would you like to join me in the forest? We can take pictures there. Just us two.
I like the forest, man. I like doing things for. I like taking mushrooms and going in the forest, man.
Yeah.
You know what? I know that your hooves are up against my back, but it just makes me pulsate with
hooves,
and a hairy ears.
Oh, I remember that one time at the commune we had a bunch of sheep. I love them hooves.
Cha-ching. Dear IBWIP, please don't play Stay in Character anymore.
I'd like the game. I think it's
right
fun.
Now, man. Where am I?
We're in the kitchen
is this
right
the dead
now.
Show?
You know what? If you need to be by yourself, I can take the podcasting god and we can go in the forest. Is there something nice to show?
I love the forest. I taught those guys this, man.
I got you from the forest. And I rode you home, and I brought you into my room. And
who is you?
Like shit,
who
you
is
are?
You? Who is you? Is you a person? Because they can come with us if they're not a person.
Who is
some people call him an ass, but I call him my lover.
Puff, puff, pass, man.
Does he speak? Because he can come with us if he doesn't. Yeah. We just don't want any...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Smoking like Beyonce. Like to the left, to the left.
Just like that. Just like that. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know you like it. Just like that. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, you guys any know where I can get some LSD?
Dear IBWIP, can you please talk more about grandmas and less about donkeys? Yours truly.
Hey, man.
Number one fan.
Hey, man. Don't scratch my records, man.
If we were to time that, it would be 90 seconds.
It wasn't very long.
It was not very long.
No.
Okay. Does anybody know who Jason was?
He was.
I would assume. Hold on. You go.
Go. He was an old-timey reporter. Or a novelist.
I was going to guess someone writing into the show. Maybe on a telegraph machine or something.
I'm just
You're Hemingway.
I'm a female fan sending IBWIP fan feedback, reading aloud as she types.
Okay.
That's what I did.
Does anybody have any idea who Scott was, Biggie was supposed to be?
It's like a stoner or like a fish head?
Cheech and or Chong?
No, I was a hippie. You were right.
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to get into a fish concert without a ticket.
Oh, shit.
Does anybody know who I was?
No.
Someone trying to a bestiality member.
I was
I thought he was. I thought Big E was the donkey, and I thought you were trying to talk to him about it. But what?
I was a man in bed with a donkey talking seductively to it.
Oh.
And does anybody have any idea who Heather was? Because I forgot what I wrote.
Were you a photographer?
No, I was a serial killer planning to kill the co-host to my left. And so that's why I was like, let's go to the woods alone. And I was like, that's why the donkey can come if he can't talk.
The woods are a top 10 place of where I would kill someone.
Mm-hmm. Or at least hide them.
Especially around here. Oh, do we have another one? Just that.
Not
we
even
don't need
close.
To do it again.
I think I have a suggestion for the future of this game.
Like a topic?
Walking away.
I think we should make known to each other what the characters are, and then maybe provide just a place, and then that's it, and then we go, and then we go for 5 minutes.
More of an improv kind of
more game. Of a bounce it off each other
because
I'm thing.
I doing it this way. I leave it way open, and nobody can. It takes too long to try to get somewhere.
Like,
right. Less of a game and more of a sketch.
Yeah, less of a game,
if
more
you're
of a
Ryan.
Sketch.
It's an improv.
All right. That sounds great. Well, Big E, why don't you read us the news here, or the release information.
You guys want to know what's coming up.
Make
on
sure
this,
you're wearing
this
the Shocker liquid
show.
Shirt, though.
Shocker. Two in the pink and one in the stink. Episode 201, Penis Meat, is now available. Episode 202, Grandma Heavy Night, is now available.
It sounds...
Yeah, she's a big bitch.
Oh, episode... come on. This is not that kind of show.
Episode 204, our next episode, inevitably titled Baptism by Fire Ants, will be available on Friday, June 26th. And don't forget, Sunday, June 21st is Father's Day. This reminds me of a very special episode of My Two Dads where Michael and Joey just look at each other and shrug their shoulders for 22 minutes. That was a classic.
That was a good one.
It was a good one. Also, on Sunday is finally Summer Day. The summer solstice is upon us, and just in time to show off my beach body, because you guys know you want to see this.
Oh, God.
My snow white, mildly overweight, which apparently was not written for me because I'm severely obese, sparsely dark-haired beach body ladies, you are welcome. Also, remember to send us your questions, comments, queries, and or suggestions. They will be roasted, toasted, and burnt to a crisp. And if you like what you hear, please write us a review on iTunes, tell a friend, and help support the show.
Yeah.
Yes, very good.
Woo-hoo.
Hey, the last reviews that we got on iTunes, I figured out how to check them. And the last time we got one, they were in March. They were great reviews. But,
okay.
So people, if you listen on iTunes, please take a couple minutes. We'll never get out of the cellar. The show won't ever come up on the top list. And, you know, new people won't see it. So,
were any of those left by Joel Weckerly? Joel Weckerly.
Does he listen to the show?
That would be me.
Oh, fuck. Don't say that. Okay.
Weird.
So, yeah.
You know what's something special about our show that we do, Blake? Sometimes, and here's even a big name, too. I love, like, Alec Baldwin's Here's the Thing podcast or Norm Macdonald Live. I think you and I were listening to that for a while. And then they just stop. Every Wednesday, I'll refresh, And I'll be like, oh, there it is. Oh, there it is again. And then one day it just stops.
Henry Rollins. Yeah, I don't know if you guys know who Henry Rollins is. Henry Rollins' podcast is very good.
Is it?
Him and Heidi. They're supposed to do it every week, and it doesn't come out every week.
You refresh?
It's very frustrating.
And you know, okay, Wednesday, I refresh, nothing. Next Wednesday rolls around, I refresh, nothing. The Wednesday after that, maybe I'm done. Maybe I don't want to go back. Maybe my spirit is broken. Exactly. So this show...
When you refresh on Fridays, it's out there every,
Week. We're coming out with new content. You can rely on us.
You can set your clock to it, son of a bitch.
Let us rely on you.
Yeah.
Please.
By listening.
Yes.
So, you know, it takes more than one villager to build a podcast.
Oops.
Hey. I thought you said it would rape a cat.
If I've done nothing in my days, it's proved that one man can, in fact, rape a cat.
Right. One cat.
So please, folks, take a few minutes. Rate us on iTunes. Check us out. Tell two friends. Tell two friends about us. And
then they'll tell two friends.
Right.
It multiplies.
It's basically it's like a pyramid scheme.
Mm-hmm.
We want people are not going to hear about us if people don't talk about it.
Like rabbits giving birth. Yeah. That's what we're looking for.
The population will explode. You send us a dollar, and then your friends will send us a dollar, and soon enough, you know, this thing will grow.
Then we got $5.
And then we'll, before long, $5.
All right. Well, thank you again so much to Shocker E-Liquid and Rocky Top Vapor.
Yes.
Heather and...
My shirt is so soft.
Heather and Scott could not wait. They got theirs on.
Mine's on.
They love them. They say they're soft.
Super soft. American Apparel. We don't have that around here.
That's fancy
super
stuff.
Super shit.
Real stuff. I think we should take a trip to Tennessee and go to Rocky Top Vapor or something. Don't tell them we're coming.
Yeah.
Just fucking walk in and be like, let's do this. We're going to vape all fucking day.
Cheyenne, we're here.
Yeah, let's party.
You know what? That guy is listening on his lawnmower right now, and he's like, I got to remember to tell my wife that they're coming here.
Right. And tell him to lock the door.
Yeah.
I venture to say that he's not actually hearing anything that we do say because he's on a lawnmower.
That's why I listen to this show sometimes when I'm home. That's why he likes us so much, is because he can't hear what we're saying.
I think he said dick. Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. No. All right. Well, Heather, again, congratulations.
Thank you.
Super proud of you.
Thank you.
I think it's awesome. I cannot wait to go see. You do some stand-up sometime.
Okay.
Write a list, let alone jokes.
I have written a bunch more, and I've written in a way that seems like it will be more comprehensive to the people around.
Awesome. Well, if you just improve every time. And then when you're playing Madison Square Garden, can we have backstage passes instead
Word.
All right.
Can I have on-stage passes?
Not during the show. You can stand on it like before. If you get there like 5 hours ahead of time when we're doing all the stuff, you can be like... One of those people who gets real excited and looks around, and then I'll usher you off.
Stalker, whatever.
Gawker, stalker?
Gawker, stalker.
That's an app. Why don't you tell us about that? No, Big E, thank you very much, buddy. We didn't have anything new to vape, but we have good stuff to vape and good, awesome
shit to wear.
We got people who support us out in the vape community.
And we try to do the same thing. Show Shocker E-Liquid and Rocky Top Vapors some love. Use the promo code IBWIP20.
Yeah,
that's what I do.
Totally.
Jason, hell of a good job, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm proud of
that's
you.
That's the best thing you ever said to me.
I'm trying to be more positive.
Okay.
I'm trying to be nicer.
I'm glad to be part of your experiment.
All right.
This episode may be over, but we will be back next week with more fart and wiener jokes. Hot from the oven, filled with lovin'.
We're not just all dick jokes, are we?
Not all the time. Heather's here.
I went back for the past like 100 shows, and I kind of put a spreadsheet together what we've done, what we need to do, and it's like 98%.
98?
98.
That's a high percent.
Some would say almost 100.
Almost.
Some would just round it up and say, you know what?
It's 100.
All dicks.
That's all dicks all the time.
All dicks
coming
all the time.
Coming to
you. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Tune in to IBWIP. Check out the song Inside and Out, and when Heather comes on tour to your town, doing stand-up comedy.
Go.
We'll be there.
Sure. I cannot wait to hear that spaghetti western.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. you're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.